following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. It's the Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham Journal in the downtown Kearney Center. Fired up, and folks, this is the place to be. Look at the crowd on hand. They've been coming in. They've been coming out. We understand it's been some really good partying already here today. Lots of folks coming in and out. Daddy's still here, though. We're glad to have you along. We're here from 11 to 1 and then right into the NCAA basketball tournament, which tips off here within the hour. Coming up on the program today, we're going to catch up at the start of the second hour with Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald. We'll talk Nebraska basketball. We'll talk UNO. We'll talk Husker football. He's been at all of them, and we'll be talking with him about that. Also, Monty Kratzenstein joins us in the second hour to talk about Husker football. Spring practice going on. This is I'm going to be interested to hear from a former player and a guy that follows the program very closely how this is strange or if it's not strange at all, because I don't really think it's strange because they're working out every day anyway. This is just putting them on the field where people know that they're working out. And coming up here in this half hour, UNK baseball coach Damon Day will talk about the start of their season and what's coming up as they hit the road this weekend. Hopefully some good weather. Good crowd on hand, plenty of leprechauns. They're raising money for St. Jude's. You can't do any better than that. Party, watch the NCAA tournament. That'll be underway here in the next half hour. And just enjoy yourself today. Like I saw earlier today, Tony, if you can pretend you're good on Christmas, why not pretend you're Irish on St. Patrick's Day, brother?
Well, that's what it's all about. And hey, folks, yes, we did have a little bit of excitement here earlier today. It was actually a guy drinking Diet Coke. Went to walk up the stairs, fell and hit his coconut, and they took him to the hospital to get some stitches.
That's crazy.
You get all crazy on Diet Coke already. But that was the excitement of the morning. So far, people were coming from near and far to see what was going on. That's what happened. The guy's fine and going to be back at it, I'm sure, in another hour or so. But Clemson, West Virginia, get ready to get this party started along with Old Dominion Butler shortly to follow. We're looking forward to a great tournament, folks. You still got about 8 or 10 minutes if you're sitting at your computer filling out your brackets. Doug and Daddy is the group, and show is the password. It's pretty simple. We've got a great, great number of entries. I didn't check it. I checked it last night.
540 at 8:30 this morning. That's a record number of entries, and I know there's more before since then because I filled my out, so that makes 541, and that would be more. Okay, here, let's get this out there. You can look online at our official brackets, and we'll be breaking those down here on the show starting in just a moment, because I don't want to start off on a downer. We all know Nebraska sucked last night. Let's just, the season's over. We all know teams have good days and teams have bad days. They played Texas to three in Lawrence. Kansas to three in Lawrence. They beat Texas. They lost a couple of games they shouldn't have. We've harped on this all year long. We'll finish that up a little bit later on in the show with Tom Chattel. But, Tony, mine is Ord Chance on the Doug and Daddy page. If you want to look at Doug, it's Ord Chance. What is your official one? Because every year you have a theme. Sometimes it's fishing. It has been kind of the pop culture hit of the day. One year it was don't do meth, or my teeth are yellow, or something like that. This year, why not Charlie Sheen?
Well, and I've got winning duh. I've got the tiger blood in my veins. I've got Charlie Sheen as the drug.
Yeah, chocolate milk.
You know what? I was going to do the don't do crack, chocolate milk. I did not do that. I've got the daddy official bracket. That's what it's under.
Daddy official bracket?
Daddy bracket is what it's under. So.
I was going to do official Doug bracket, but I figured you probably did something really cool. So.
Well, I dumbed it down, so that's the one. And I got away from all
Wait
the
minute. Wait a minute. You dumbed down something?
Well, I didn't overthink.
How dumb could it be then? I mean, really? We're at Cunningham Turtle. Come out and see us. We're here all day, folks. And they've got their kitchen open. We've been talking about that when we come out for Husker lunches. It's an expanded kitchen, French dip sliders, a bacon burger slider. Maybe you just have a group of you. Get the nachos, the pub nachos. We're going to be going with the prime rib sandwich and some bacon shrimp skewers a little bit later on in the program today. There is not a thing on the menu over $10. So it's an affordable lunch, and they've got many, many more items. And today, big-ass green beers, $3.75. Get your aluminum bottles, which are green, of course, for $3.25. Happy hour from 3 to 6 today when the big asses are only $2.50. We've got music coming up here before this show is over. It won't be long before Mike from Dublin fires it up here at Cunningham's Journal and the Loft on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. If you're new to Kearney and you're going, I've never been to Cunningham's, and maybe this isn't the day to do it. Oh, no, it is, folks. Come on in. It's a relaxed atmosphere. A lot of folks having fun here, getting ready to watch NCAA basketball. And this is where you can enjoy a good St. Patrick's Day, which will eventually turn into a great St. Patrick's Day.
Well, we certainly hope so. Doug, I know we're going to break down our brackets. I know you're going to look at everybody looks at different things. You can go by sagging ratings. You can go by RPI. You can go by so many different things in this. But it comes down to looking for that dark horse team. Is there a low seed that you have throughout your entire bracket? I want to know, going to the Sweet 16, there usually seems to be that 11, 12 seed that somehow sneaks through, that if you're lucky enough to have them, that, you know.
Okay, here's the deal.
That sets you apart immediately.
Maybe because this was supposed to be the most parity that this field maybe has ever seen, but I'm going to tell you this. I had trouble finding any major upsets in the tournament. This may be the most chalk bracket I have ever filled out, and I'm somewhat embarrassed by it. I wanted to find – here's what I will say. And some of the guys that made their predictions on ESPN said the same thing. That Pitt bracket, if BYU wasn't the 3 seed there, that's where Syracuse needs to be. Because I think Syracuse would have been my team to go all the way out to go to the Final Four. I'm not going to lie, I have some very boring picks out here. But you talk about the Sweet 16. Oh, Daddy, you're going to punch me. You really are going to punch me. The highest seed I have in the Sweet 16 is a 6, and that is St. John's. And that's because I think Jimmer Fredette can beat the first team by himself. I don't know that he can beat St. John's, and maybe he can. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm not confident in Florida, BYU, Pitt coming after that great schedule they had in the Big East. Who's the 4 seed in that region? Wisconsin, one of the Cinderella. Everybody says Belmont might win that game. And then you got K-State, the 5 seed. If K-State plays the kind of basketball that we know they are capable of playing, there is no doubt in my mind they can be in the Final Four. But they have never shown the discipline to play 4 games in a row, which it's going to take to get to the Final Four. So St. John's is who I have. My buddy EC, he was all over them earlier this week. He recognized that St. John's has a good run here. But this is where it could get all crazy. I'll give you a couple of teams that I think could win. I think Washington can get to the Sweet 16. I didn't put them in my bracket that way. And, Daddy, I lied. I do have a higher seed in the Sweet 16. I do have an 11 seed. I have Missouri in the Sweet 16 because I think UConn expended too much energy in the Big Ten tournament. The second game, as I've learned from listening and watching and seeing the percentages, you can coach and you can prepare for the first game of the weekend, but when you have that one-day turnaround to get ready for the next game, that's where you're going to see some more upsets. That's why I think Missouri beats UConn and plays San Diego State in the Sweet 16.
Well, see, I think you're saying John's deal, and maybe I listen to Doug Gottlieb, maybe I listen to Jay Billick. When I sit there and watch those guys and they talk about D.J. Kennedy and how much he means to that St. John's team, I've got Gonzaga knocking them off immediately and them not advancing at all. So that's
how BYU could go deep if they would draw Gonzaga, which would be a great matchup, by the way.
You know, and I've got that. That's exactly what I've got, BYU defeating them. But my 12 seed going out, as good and as much as I love Jacob Bowen, and when I said Nebraska lost by 4 at home to them, and I said, hey, why not give Kansas State, and Jacob Bowen found a way to get to the rack that night, score some points. I've been on Kansas State. I said that night, I said I thought they were a Sweet 16 team. I'll be honest with you. Utah State is a team I've got going to the Sweet 16. I've got them eliminating Kansas State. This is a 30-win team. you come out of the whack, it's just one of those deals. They beat St. Mary's. They beat Boise State. It's one of those things. I know those are marquee wins on the year.
They beat Boise State.
But those are the marquee wins for them. But the third consecutive year, they've got upperclassmen. They've been there before. They're 15-1 in their league. And I think Kansas State's long and athletic. If you listen to Doug Gottlieb, I think he liked Kansas State. I'm just taking a stab there. You can look at a 2-point spread, 5 versus 12. That's really not an upset. We start off the day, Clemson, West Virginia, 2-point spread. Butler, Old Dominion, 2-point spread. Not really an upset either way.
I'm going to tell you, Tony, more times than not, everybody talks about a 12 beating a 5. Well, when they do, and if there's more than two 12s, usually a 13 gets drug along in that same bracket, and you've got a 12 versus a 13, which is automatically your Cinderella team going into the Sweet 16. Call me crazy. Clemson played well Tuesday night. They can beat West Virginia. If Huggy Bear gets behind, he gets frustrated. He quits coaching. He starts yelling at officials and players and forgets to coach. Also, Kentucky, I actually did some research on Kentucky. Princeton's got a tall ball club. It sounds like they can rebound a basketball. If Kentucky misses some three-pointers, if they get forced into shooting too many three-pointers, I think, and a lot of people would take the Utah State-Belmont matchup, I would not be totally shocked if Princeton and Clemson advanced on of the 12-13 matchups.
Well, that's exactly right. I've got Utah State defeating Belmont to advance. So,
I mean, I think there's no way Oakland beats Texas. So that throws out the Oakland-Memphis in 1-12-13. And the other 12-13, Morehead State and Richmond. There's a possibility. Some people like the Spiders. Vanderbilt looks like they have that looks like one where the teams don't match up so well. And Morehead State, nobody knows anything about them yet. They're a 13 seed. Maybe we should pay attention to them. There's a lot of these teams when you fill out your bracket, Tony, that you look at and you go, man, they just really aren't that good. How can I pick them to advance on?
That was my Wisconsin. If you're going to score 33 points in the conference tournament, you're out. I'm sorry. You're gone. I don't care how deep you can go.
I went reverse Doug logic, reverse Doug Duda logic on Wisconsin. Normally, this would be a team I'd X out for an upset, and those are the teams that screw my bracket up. So I got Wisconsin losing to Pittsburgh in the Sweet 16. Here's the Sweet 16 I have. Starting up there in Ohio State in the East, I've got Ohio State playing West Virginia and Syracuse playing North Carolina. That's pretty much chalk, 1, 2, 3, and 5. I've got West Virginia a 5 in there. If I was going to pick a dark horse out of that region, I did pick Marquette to beat Xavier. I love Syracuse, so I can't pick that. I would say Washington would be my dark horse. What's your East look like?
That's exactly the same as your East. We went through this, and we picked these on our own, and hopefully we end up with a different national champion, which I think we have. But I can't find teams to beat. I think Washington thumps Georgia. They're a team that doesn't belong in a tournament. But can they beat North Carolina? I don't see them beating North Carolina. I just think that North Carolina is too athletic. And then Syracuse, North Carolina, My good buddy Lumpy's been a Syracuse fan for as long as I can remember. We grew up. He cheered for Sherman Douglas and Ronnie Cicely and all those guys. He watches Syracuse more than anybody I know. And he says Xavier and North Carolina, two bad matchups for their team. So I said they're going to go down. They're going to go down, and I just pick them to go down to North Carolina. But, I mean, that's chalk across the board.
Well, I would not be surprised if Long Island is any good. I wouldn't be surprised because they can put points up. I wouldn't be surprised to see them play North Carolina close. North Carolina used a lot of energy just to get good at the end of the season, and we saw they had to come back from double-digit deficits twice in the ACC tournament. We'll look at the West, and Damon Day is going to join us here in just a second. Again, Tony, everybody wants to find a way to have Duke get beat, and after you win the national championship, it's pretty hard to repeat. There's not that many great teams.
The ball is tipped.
And there you are. Clemson wins the opening tip as we are here at Cunningham's. I've got Duke playing Texas. I've got San Diego State playing Missouri. The one thing that scares me, I would love to take San Diego State to the Final Four, and I think they can get there. Do you realize that they are 0-6 in their school's history in the tournament? They have never won a tournament game. Northern Colorado will give them a battle in the opening round.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people feel that way, although Steve Fisher's 20-9 and took a couple great Fab Five teams to the Final Four into the championship game both of those years. So I'm not sure they've done, you know, with Steve Fisher, and he will stabilize that team. It could make a run. I like San Diego State at the band to the Sweet 16, but I've got them facing Kimball Walker, and I'm not sure they saw a guard in UConn like Kimball Walker. I think he's that good. I've got them advancing to face Duke. I can't beat Duke. The Texas, I don't think, can beat Duke. If Duke goes cold from the three-point line, anybody can beat them.
But somebody just made money in the NCAA tournament, because I'm guessing if you would have bet that the first point in the tournament would have been a free throw, there would have been a plus in front of that. Clemson up 2-0. West Virginia has not scored. There's never been a team shutout in the NCAA tournament, and I wanted to say that before you did.
We'll,
and if you're looking on TV, it's on TBS. Folks, TBS, TNT, True TV, and CBS. CBS, True, TBS, and TNT. Look all over the place. It's going to get some used to. ODU, Old Dominion, and Butler will play next at 11:40, the next tip time. And then there's the only two games going in the early session. And then we will be joining up with Louisville and Morehead State and that Butler-ODU game at 1 o'clock. Penn State Temple gets going as well. So here's what we've said so far. In the East, I've got Ohio State against West Virginia, Syracuse against North Carolina. In the West, Duke against Texas, Missouri against San Diego State. If UConn does get to the Sweet 16, obviously they beat San Diego State. But go and recap of yours.
Well, you know where Missouri is playing at today? It's not Columbia. All right, that's all I needed to know. I've got Cincinnati knocking them out of this tournament. They've been awful away from home. I think Cincinnati finds a way to win that ball game. I got Cincinnati meeting up with UConn. I got UConn advancing, obviously. So I got the exact same as you in the East. In the West, I've got Duke facing Texas and UConn facing San Diego State. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Sorry, I'm boring. I just trying to find, you know, the teams I think can advance, and I don't think those teams are as good as the teams beating them.
Well, you talk about sights. You talk about sights. That's why I can't have Washington beat North Carolina. They're playing in Charlotte.
There goes the shutout in the first game. West Virginia scored.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham's Journal, where it is St. Patrick's Day. They're raising money for St. Jude's. They're giving you great specials with Big Ass Green Beers, $3.75. Music from Mike from Dublin will be cranked up here within the hour.
I had no idea it's from Dublin.
Check out their new kitchen. They've got a ton of great lunch specials. It's all coming up. Plus, Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald, Bonnie Kratzenstein, Husker Insider, will join us. And when we come back, Loper baseball coach Damon Day will tell us that he likes Notre Dame. Back after this.
We're Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. We sell cars. It's what we do. So it's not hip for us to talk about rising gas prices. But the truth is, it affects us all. So let's talk about some solutions to high gas prices. Got a family? Got to consider the 7-passenger, 24-mile-per-gallon Chevrolet Traverse. How about the award-winning Chevrolet Equinox crossover with its impressive 32 miles per gallon? Need a 5-passenger midsize sedan that gets 33 miles per gallon? You need to see the number one selling sedan in the Chevrolet lineup, the Malibu. And what about a 5-passenger sedan that could save you an incredible $6,000 over the next 5 years? Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac is proud to present the all-new Chevrolet Cruze Eco with
with a fuel economy rating of 42 miles per gallon. So yeah, we're talking about it. Come let us help you save money. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop in Kearney. Online at kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin. Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Classic at the ESPN Radio Superstation at Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on this St. Patrick's Day. Glad to have you along. Tony, are you having fun yet?
Oh, I'm having a great time. I can't wait to see more basketball. Obviously, there's one game you're thinking, when's the day going to start? Well, we get about 11:40, the second game goes. And that's the one between Old Dominion and Butler, which people think Old Dominion, so many people's Cinderella team out there, I'm sure Butler will advance.
Well, not only are they celebrating St. Patrick's Day around the world, they're celebrating it at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney, where they've ordered over 100 new imports from Detroit to celebrate this special St. Patrick's Day. Not only will you get the best selection, you'll get the best price. Check out the all-new lineup, like the new Chrysler 200 sedan with touchscreen MP3 stereo, sunroof, and fuel economy in this tough time, 31 miles per gallon, under $20,000. After taking 2 years to create, come see why the new Durango won Motor Week's 2011 Driver's Choice Award for Best Large Sport Utility. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, all stocked up on imports from Detroit with huge savings, a huge selection. That's what they do at the Midway Auto Group, or check them out online. ThinkMidway.com. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way. Midway, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, Doug and Daddy Show. And we are here at Cunningham's. Come down and join us. Great lunch specials today. Their kitchen's open. We're going to try some bacon shrimp skewers, prime rib sandwich. They've got sliders, nachos, quesadillas, balls of cheese, Tony.
They do have balls of cheese. I noticed that. One of the first things I did notice. Doug, we're talking about all the great things going on. One of the great things going on in Lincoln, two more victories yesterday for that softball team, 21-2 on the year.
A little bit different situation. 14-0 in the first game. 6-5 squeaker
their hit like
game.
Against South Dakota. Team.
Well, I know in the past we've had, was it South Dakota or South Dakota State softball players listen to the show?
Yes, they're our favorite.
What happened? What happened, South Dakota? What happened? Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Email the Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. They've been on the road. They continue to be on the road. Damon Day, the head baseball coach at UNK, figures why not get out of the office for a few more minutes and join us here on the program. What's going on, Coach?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. Always a little stunned at how many people are out here on at 11 afternoon.
It's amazing what a national holiday this is.
I'll show you where my calendar is at. I didn't even know that it was St.
Coach, you guys off to a much better start. This is a start, really, you can look at the wins and losses and go, oh, I'm not tearing it up. But from where you've been the last 3-4 years, you're really happy with the start you're off to.
Yeah, without a doubt. Last year we had a solid start, and this year we're off to another solid start. You know, we're 10-5, ranked second in a couple polls regionally, ranked fourth in a couple polls regionally, getting some votes nationally ranked-wise. And so it's been a rough start to the year from a standpoint of travel, which is nothing new. But this year they threw in the trip to Highlands, which was a long weekend, and then with the time change. And it's just Las Vegas, New Mexico is a tough place to go and play at. And so we got to get home on a short week. Got home about 5 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning. And now we're off to Regis today at 4. So it just seems like we keep going and going. And it's a big weekend. Regis 7-1 in the league. We're 6-2. We got to go out to their place, and they're a good ball club, and we got to hold serve and do some things to make sure we don't. You know, I always like to tell people is we just don't want to do anything this time of year that really screws us up and really puts us into a tough predicament. So that's what we're trying to do, is just hold our breath above water right now and get into that April time frame when we've always played our best baseball. You know, yesterday we got to practice outside. That was our third practice outside. Just real excited about the weekend and the opportunity to go and play.
Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham's on this St. Patrick's Day where we're here until 1 o'clock. There's a silver lining to all this because, again, the schedule wasn't made up for you to start the season with 3 consecutive weekends conference play on the road. But because of the weather, the Christian series got moved, which means the Christian series later in the year will be here. That kind of happened last year where you were on the road for, 14, 15 in a row. But then at the end of the year, you were home for an incredible amount of baseball games. So right now it's survive, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. We're just, you know, trying to keep our kids' heads above water, and they're doing a great job. They're a competitive crew. They know what they're doing. They know how to compete. And so we've been fortunate to have some guys step up in some big roles. Todd Secura and Roy Meter really anchored our pitching staff with Jake Cressy closing out some games. And offensively, we've been led by Brandon Buchanan and Andrew Hakey, and our young sophomore catcher Chandler Clutie has just done a phenomenal job. I know that he's only hitting about 310, 315 right now, but when we grade him out on a game-by-game basis, he's probably our most successful hitter this year. And it just shows the maturity and the progression that he's had from being the RMAC freshman of the year into being a big guy and a senior-laden team. And so I'm ecstatic with where we're at right now, and hopefully we can go to Regis this weekend and maybe win 3 out of 4 and really solidify the lead on the Flames division.
David, coming into this year, and people are going to get tired of me asking this question, because I think when College World Series and you guys' postseason comes around, the dumbing down of the bats and taking the thing out of the bats is going to be one of the marquee stories, and you're going to read it every day you pick up a newspaper when it gets to be that time of year. You're 15 games in. What has it done to you guys and your opponents so far this year? Have you saw the scores dramatically drop?
Oh, it's night and day. It's night and day difference. Balls that used to fall don't fall, and balls that used to go out, they don't go out now. I think the leader in the RMAC right now is 10, and that's Colorado State Pueblo, and that's because they played on a weekend where they had a 45-mile-an-hour wind blowing out. I think they hit 8 of them on that weekend of their 10. I think we have 5. Mesa has 5. I mean, you're talking about the most prolific home run hitting conference in the country. We're 15 games in, and the leader of team-wise is 5. Jason Carr from New Mexico Island had 5 against us by himself last year. The bats have had a big impact. I think but you're still seeing higher scoring games because I think that the umpires have changed their zones. We played a doubleheader.
That's a good thing, by the way.
Yeah, that is a good thing. And we played a doubleheader at Highlands, New Mexico, 3.5 hours, and that was a half hour in between games. And so, you know, when you get pitchers that are going to pitch, it's going to have a dramatic effect. What we have found, though, is that when pitchers don't pitch and there's walks and whatnot, it's still going to be a high-scoring game. And so, without a doubt, the bats have had a huge, huge impact on college baseball. I think for the better. I think it's brought it kind of even it out. If you pitch good, you're going to get rewarded for it. Last year, you could pitch awesome. You could hit every spot, do everything you want to. And if you only gave up 5 to 7 runs, that's a great outing. I like where the bats have taken the game. It's brought it back down from gorilla ball to you have to pitch, you have to field the baseball, and you got to be able to bunt and run and do some things. So I like the new bat.
Loper baseball coach Damon Dane joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, April 27th. UNK at UNO. There are very few of those matchups that will now be left on the schedule. And as I'm just thinking about asking this question, I'm guessing the number of athletes on the baseball team and the wrestling team are really, really close. They about have to be identical. But everything's going on. You've been in the staff meetings. We've talked with Coach Morris. We've talked with Athletic Director McBride. Just your thoughts on this whole UNO debacle.
Did they give honest opinions or did they give the party lies?
Daryl's usually pretty honest. And I you know what? I thought John stepped over the party line more than he usually does. Nothing crazy. But when he said there might be a few cans buried out in the backyard with some money in them to help bring some of these guys in, that's a little different.
You know, I'll be honest. I'm upset. It's aggravating. But as a coach, you start to learn you don't have as much control of what you want. I think they played dirty pool. I think they led some people astray, starting with the MIAA, and they led us astray. I don't know what the conversations are at the highest level, but they're telling all of us, oh, come to the MIAA, it's going to be great, we're going to have a natural rivalry, we can do some really cool promotions and whatnot. And then in the dark of night, they lock the doors and change everything. And so it's aggravating to me. It's frustrating to me. Does it have an effect on us as a baseball program? No, but I think it has an effect on our decision-making process of going to the MIAA. And we jumped in both feet, and now we're sitting here without a travel partner. We're not sitting here with that national rivalry that we were kind of promised. And the powers that be at that school could have pulled somebody aside from UNK and said, hey, you guys can do this, but just so you know, this is what we're thinking. You know, you didn't need to lead everybody astray. You didn't need to 3 years ago promise how committed you are to the MIAA and let them accept you. And you know what? And it's frustrating because at the end of the day, this is a basketball decision. Nebraska's not good at basketball. Creighton's not good at basketball. UNO thinks they can find a market in basketball. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about, you know. And people will agree or disagree with me, but that's why I'm a baseball coach. And I don't know anything about basketball, but from a financial standpoint, there's probably a market that they feel they can get into. With Creighton not being as successful as they once were and Nebraska not having the success and having to go to the Big Ten, and, you know, Big Ten is going to be tougher than the Big 12. And so maybe they feel that they can bring some sort of – I don't know why they did it, but it affects a lot of people, and it's an unfortunate situation in my opinion.
Daddy, I might want to check into this. Is Mrs. Trev Alberts – was her maiden name Ursa? just Baltimore Coltsville.
Yeah, the middle of the night, Mayflower truck. No, I don't think so, but it's certainly an option. I become a basketball hockey school. I shake my head. I do the same thing, and it's got to be frustrating because you had the perfect number. It's either 12 or 16. If MIAA would have known this, they wouldn't have had the three extra teams. They would have stuck at 12, and everybody was happy that way too. You know, and maybe UNK would have been left out in the cold. Now it's 15, and you're right, Damon. It's a mess.
So let's get to the NCAA tournament because I know you love all your sports. And do I even have to ask?
No.
Who's your national champ?
The Irish.
On St. Patrick's Day, we brought somebody in that would pick Notre Dame.
I got the Irish beating Ohio State.
You know what? I just could.
64. Ain't gonna be close.
I wish Notre Dame
was in the Southeast or the West bracket, because I could take them going to the Final Four. I could take them going to the championship game.
Who do you got beating?
I got them losing to Kansas.
Oh, come on.
Kansas has more talent. Notre Dame's very good.
The Irish playing the rugged Big East. They got sharper elbows. So I watch hoops. I always joke with our players. We're in the hotel so much during this time of year, we could be talking heads on ESPN. We know more than most people do, because we just watch it over and over again. And I want Doug Gottlieb to get his own thoughts. Doug Gottlieb just steals thoughts from all the other guys.
He's following Damon Day on Twitter. What's Day think?
And then they bring in the obscure guy who played like in 94 for Arizona. They started,
Miles Simon's in there.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking of. Miles Simon, all I know is I want to see Grant Hill take on Jalen Rose in a
cage match.
I thought that controversy was kind of funny. We watched that 30 and 30 to you. And celebrated it, and how it was all cool. And I was just like, as a coach and as a father, I was like, none of that's cool. Like the Fab Five, nothing about that screams to me awesome, or those guys were cool, or they did something special. And all my players were like, hey, coach, you're just a buddy, Dunny. You're just one of those guys that doesn't get it. So I hope the Irish do well. I really do. I don't know. I don't really follow much of college basketball. I watch it all the time, but I don't have a favorite team. I wanted to see Ohio State go undefeated, because I think that would have been cool. But I think it's funny how overanalyzed and whatnot the bracket is, and all that good stuff, and how you can't get enough information about it. The only thing that I would say about the NCAA tournament is, if you win a spot in, you should make the field of 64.
So
all the play-in games should have been at-large.
At-large schools you've heard of, huh?
Yeah. I think if you win your conference tournament, you deserve to get to play on Thursday and get a couple days to enjoy going to the game.
Under the Damon Day system, teams that would then have played in the play-in games would have been Missouri, all your 11s, Missouri, yep. Marquette, Gonzaga, and, then Commonwealth got in, so then maybe you even have to look at one of the 10 seeds that were sneaking out there for a play-in. Wouldn't have been Penn State. I don't know. Who's the Georgia? Probably Georgia. Let's go.
If there would have been some of those teams, I would have gotten to watch the games rather than American Idol. But because San Antonio's playing UAR and URL, my household, we had to watch American Idol.
The life and times of UNK baseball coach Damon Day joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Daddy, who'd you have to pick to win?
We haven't released that information yet.
Okay.
We haven't released that information.
Jump the gun.
All I can say is that this year we have different teams, so that's all I can say. When we do come back, we are going to look at our Southeast and Southwest brackets. We told them about the Sweet 16 on the other side, and Clemson's up 18-8 over West Virginia. I wish I'd have had the guts. I think I did on one bracket. I put Clemson to win this game. So, Damon, hey, thanks for the time. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you guys so much for covering us, and hopefully come April we'll have some more discussions and things we'll finally get to play at home next weekend. Next weekend's what we're shooting for. Mine, Colorado School of Mines. So
Loper's back home next weekend. We actually get to be home next weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking forward to some Loper baseball. Coach, thanks for the time.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
Damon Day, head baseball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, as we're live at Cunningham's Journal for St. Patrick's Day. We're here till 1. They've got great drink specials all day long, and the lunch is on. The kitchen is open. If you haven't experienced it, come check it out. Prime ribs, sandwiches, bacon, shrimp skewers, brisket, chicken, nachos, whatever you want. It's here at Cunningham's Journal of Lop, and we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and 3 decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. this week a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
Look around the outside of your home. Snow's still out there. Unfortunately, snow doesn't just vanish once the weather gets warmer. It turns into water and has to go somewhere. Inspect your sump pump and make sure it's functioning properly. Shop Hardware Hank for a 1/3 horsepower pedestal sump pump from Wayne. It won't rust or corrode, and more importantly, your home won't be an available destination for melting snow. Visit Hank on Facebook at facebook.com/hardwarehank.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank's Hardware.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up in the lower to middle 60s. Northwest winds will also develop and increase to about 15 to 25. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a shower late with a low at 36. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 52.
'Cause you know that, baby, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me.
And we're back on the Dougie Daddy Show, live from Cunningham, through the loft on this St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Come down, join us. We're giving away Doug and Daddy t-shirts. I mean, who wouldn't want one of those on this St. Patrick's Day? Plus, great food and drink specials here all day long. Special prices during their happy hour from 3 to 6. Mike from Dublin's going to kick it up here with some Irish music in a little bit. Big-ass green beers all day. Not kind of big-ass. Real big-ass. Traditional big-ass. 375 here at Cunningham's Journal on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Doug and Daddy Show with you until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And they're just getting underway with Old Dominion and Butler. Clemson is currently the first game of the day. And they are taking on West Virginia and had the lead at last check. But once you party all day today and you want to go home and you want to rest and you want to recline and you want to relax, do it in the top brand furniture from Bruce Furniture, also on the bricks of downtown Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance, right there at Bruce Furniture. And right now, check out their incredible four recliner sectional, which is two recliner sofas with drop-down table and cup holders, two recliner console sofa with storage and cup holders. Plus, they'll throw in a hide-and-seek, a body blanket, and a 32-inch LCD TV, and you're saving nearly $500 on this. They've got everything you need for your living room, for your dining room. No matter where you're at, you will find it at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Alliance, and our friends in Holdridge.
Two games now begin. We're waiting for the third game to start. The next one to go will be Morehead State and Louisville. That's not for another hour, though. And then Penn State, Temple get it kicked off. So everybody's looking at, you know, those close games. And maybe the one that's not going to be real close is Louisville Moorhead State, but everybody thinks Louisville is just a better team then, but should be great basketball here all day long.
Well, let's take a look at our brackets. We've already told you that it's pretty much chalk on the east and the west. I do have Missouri in the Sweet 16. Let's go over to the other side. And, Danny, I have so much chalk here. I am chalk in the southwest. I have Kansas playing Louisville, and then I have Notre Dame playing Georgetown. I have Georgetown playing Purdue and beating Purdue. And the reason I have Georgetown is because, A, I like Georgetown. B, they got knocked out in the first round of the tournament last year. And Purdue apparently banged up. If they lost the player, another player, imagine if they'd have had their boy to play this year. They'd be a number one seed, you think. But I got Purdue going out. So I got Notre Dame against Georgetown, Kansas against Louisville.
Doug, I'm chalk all the way, too. I'd like to break this down further, but you look at this, and it's just that's just the way it is. I really like Notre Dame, and I think they can make a deep run. If Kansas will somehow get beat, but I look at that side of the bracket, Louisville is the only team that I think has a shot at them, and I think you're going to look at an 8 to 9 point spread, 6 to 8 point spread maybe, when you're looking at who's going to be favored in that ball game when they see them match up. Now, I suppose when Boston beats Kansas, I'll look like an idiot in saying that, but you just look at the individual team and you don't see a whole lot of. I've got Georgetown beating VCU. I guess I've went the way of listening to Jay Billis on that, that they don't belong in this tournament, and them to advance. And I look at Purdue, a team that perennially seems to get to the Sweet 16. I've got them advancing over Georgetown. So I've got 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I've got 1, 2, 4, and 6. Tony, again, if Louisville was playing Kansas in the Elite Eight, I could see them winning. But when Kansas has time to prepare for Louisville, I think they win that ball game. I'm very tempted, though, that the first number one out could be Kansas via Louisville. But I don't think, again, after last year, I don't think that's going to happen. And let's go to the southeast. I've got Pittsburgh playing Kansas State and Florida playing St. John's. So 1, 2, 5, 6.
I'm going 1, 2, 3, 12 because I've got Utah State that we talked about earlier. You know, Pittsburgh advances. I went the way of everybody's darling Old Dominion over Butler, which I don't necessarily, I'm not crazy about that. It should be a close game. And matter of fact, it's 9-6 right now with 15 and a half minutes left. Old Dominion with the lead there. But I think they advance. Utah State and Belmont are my 12 and 13 matching up. I think Utah State over that. I think they're vastly underrated at 12 seed. Say what you want, and everybody thought Kansas State, well, maybe that was a little bit too high of a seed. Well, they gave them too high of a seed, and then they screwed them by letting them play Utah State. That's basically what that comes down to.
And what about, you talked about Old Dominion. They would have been so much better being a 10 seed. They'd have been so much better playing UCLA, then knocking off Florida, then getting BYU or St. John's, so much easier.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's so many ways you could have tweaked this, and I think made it more basketball friendly as far as great games go. I've got the Jimmer advancing to the Sweet 16. I've actually got Gonzaga who they're beating, which I think is a coin flip game in that 11-6 matchup early on there with St. John. So I've got the Jimmer. I just think he's too good for Wofford. He'll win that ball game. And then I think he'll find a way to get to the Sweet 16, and that's what that's what great players do. And when you hear people say, "Who's the last player that can score like him?" and I heard two people say Pistol Pete Maravich yesterday, you just take a step back, and go, "Okay, he's going to the Sweet 16." That's how I read that.
Well, I think there's a player like this every year. The kid from North Dakota a couple of years ago, but they just weren't good enough as a team. There's a kid like this somewhere around the way. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Danny Show. When we come back, the Elite Eight and Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald to talk Husker football, UNO, and all that's going on there, Nebraska basketball. Bonnie Krasenstein joins us around 12:30 here on the Doug and Danny Show. We're live at Cunningham's Journal of Law, where it is St. Patrick's Day. Come in for lunch, folks. If you only get that hour break, they're going to take care of you. The kitchen is open. You can get some sliders. You can get some quesadillas. You can get some shrimp. Oh, some of their old-time favorites are right here at Cunningham's Journal on the Bricks downtown, Kearney. When we come back, an update on our brackets. It's Clemson 27, West Virginia 23, 7.5 to go first half. Old Dominion 9-8 over Butler. They're at their first media timeout, and we're back with more after this.
More ways to win. More prizes at the March 31st Taste of Home Cooking School. Brought to you by Russ's Market and Beeman's Appliance at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Grand prizes include tickets and accommodations to see Les Miserables in Omaha from First Holiday Tour and Travel. A gorgeous stone and wood custom-built outdoor prep counter we use during the show from Christensen Concrete Products of Grand Island and Kearney Creek and Block. For the first time, we've invited in Tri-City Auction to sell off some of the Beeman's appliances used on stage. Everyone receives a huge eco-friendly reusable swag bag because, as the City of Hastings Solid Waste Department says, it's our environment and our responsibility to recycle. A lot of value for a $10 advance ticket. Talk to these exhibitors.
Eco Water Systems, the ecological choice. Grand Island Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Julie's Expressions in downtown Hastings for all your beads and beading supply needs. Buy your advance tickets at Russ's Market, Beeman's Appliance, and Allen's of Hastings, along with Look What's Cooking in downtown Kearney. Log on to PlatteRiverRadio.com.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them. Even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K approved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
What helps recruiting at Nebraska? Success, a string of wins, a tradition of excellence, and players. Good players want to be part of that. Same in the banking business. Success leads to healthy growth. That's part of why First Bank and Trust of Clay Center has doubled assets in a few short years. Folks naturally want to be part of a winning team. I'm Dave Higby at First Bank and Trust. If this sounds good to you, welcome to a bank that has proven it's a winner in growth, sound business judgment, community involvement, and friendliness. Welcome to First Bank and Trust, Clay Center.
68 teams, one dream, one champion.
Smith right wing for three. Bring it up. Second triple for Nolan Smith. Duke back on top, 26-24.
The NCAA tournament is on. Westwood won. Catch every bounce, basket, and buzzer beater right here.
The NCAA tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And welcome back on the Nugget Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along on the program today, live at Cunningham's Journal of the Loft, where we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day 2011 and the NCAA tournament. Two reasons to go crazy today, and if there weren't enough already, Doug Gooda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, along with our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson. We'd love to hear your emails. Hope you all got in on the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. One thing that we'll tell you again that we've told you time and time again, when we get closer to the end, if you're going to be one of the folks that wins a prize, make sure you're signed up for our super fans so we have your information on how to get a hold of you and get you your prizes. So make sure and get signed up on ESPNSuperstation.com and vote for our poll question. Which number one do you think is going to go the farthest? That's all on ESPNSuperstation.com.
Doug, I can't let this go any further because I remembered it right now, and I apologize for not doing this two or three days ago. But Coach Kubik, from Donovan Trumbull has been in the hospital. He's out of the hospital now. I think he's resting comfortably at home. But, Coach, I know a lot of us are thinking about you, so take care of yourself and get back on that lawnmower because it's about time.
That is no doubt. Tom Chattel from the Omaha World Herald is going to join us right after the top of the hour, and we're going to talk a variety of things, including what's going on at UNO. Also going to be chatting with Monty Krasenstein, Husker football, see what's going on with spring football, and come down. We got T-shirts to give away here at Cunningham's. Stop by, visit us. We're about halfway through. The Irish music is just about ready to kick off because you can see them hoisting the guitars, checking the levels. They're ready to go here. Mike from Dublin and the gang going to be here as well.
Not the owner, Mike. He's not from Dublin.
No.
Oh, it's a different Mike. Okay.
Clemson 33, West Virginia 27, 5:20 to go in the first half. Old Dominion 18, Butler 13, 11:20 to go in the first half. Coming up, Louisville and Morehead State at 12:40. And then two more games after 1 o'clock, and it's all right here at 1 o'clock on ESPN Radio. I would just like to say the talent level here continues to pick up as the day progresses.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun this afternoon and on into the evening. So because we have a one-hour show, and this week is one of those weeks where we've just been jam-packed, and then you throw the UNO stuff on top of it, we were more full. But, folks, you love the 30-on-30 deals. This week, the Fab Five had their deal, which a lot of people have saw, which is a great production, as always, as all those deals are. A really fun production to watch around, or to watch and kind of go back to and remember how popular those guys were and how they kind of took the college basketball world by the storm. Also, there's been a deal on HBO, same premise as a 30-on-30. They went back and did 18 years of running Rebel basketball with Jerry Tarkanian. And those great teams and took them through the probation and coming out of the probation. And that was on. You've had the roast of Donald Trump. There's been some great TV this week, folks.
Yeah, that's great TV.
And I'm not sure that
Donald Trump.
The Donald Trump roast was that great TV. But it was one of those, you know, there's been some things on that obviously with more time we could break, you know, we would like to talk more in depth in, but If you get a chance on HBO, the Running Rebel thing, and then the Fab Five deal, I'm sure they'll be replaying over and over a few times here. You take your time out of your day or DVR it or whatever you got to do, but those are both great things to watch.
You know what also is great, and it's on all the time?
Dog Bounty Hunter?
Family Guy.
Oh.
Can't be Family Guy.
Seth MacFarlane, he hosted the Donald Trump roast.
Oh, there you go. Love to hear from you. We promised that we would finish up our tournament brackets here, let you know who we selected so that you know who to make fun of and who to cringe about if you made the same selections. Let's get down to the Elite Eight, and this is where I have so much chalk. It's unbelievable. Seven of the eight favorites I have in the Elite Eight. I have in the East the only non-number two, and that's number three, Syracuse. I have Ohio State against Syracuse, and in the West I have Duke against San Diego State.
I've got Ohio State versus North Carolina, and I've got Duke versus UConn and Kimba Walker.
On the other side, I do have Kansas playing Notre Dame.
Same as I do.
And Pittsburgh playing Florida.
Same as I do.
You wimp. Okay, I'll take it another step farther. I'm going to out-chalk you. I'm going to out-chalk you, brother. I've got all the number one seeds in the Final Four.
I've got three out of the four. I've got Florida, though, advancing over Pittsburgh.
The first bracket I fill out is usually the honest bracket. And Florida is the one that I have on that bracket. But this one I do not. And again, this is a case, Tony, I'm trying to find out who's going to beat Florida. I think they're going to get beat. Good Lord, could Michigan State get going again? Could they get to the Sweet 16?
Michigan State will not win today or tomorrow, whenever the hell they play.
Well, I'm just telling
everybody's looking at Tom Izzo. Oh, my gosh, all this experience. Ben Howland's been to back-to-back Final Fours, people. Remember that.
All this Uncle Tom talk. Let's talk about Tom Izzo.
There you go.
I'm serious. That bracket couldn't set up much better for him than that. They could. If I was going to pick a dark horse, you know, Michigan State could move it out there in the Final Four. I've got Ohio State defeating Kansas in the championship game, 75-71. Tony?
I've got Kansas defeating Duke in the Final Four. I battle back and forth watching these teams the last half of the year. Duke has stood out to me. Kansas has stood out to me and as being two of them. And that's no surprise. Everybody's going, oh, well, we go out on the ledge there. No, they just look. They passed my eye test. Those two teams have so much talent. you throw Kyrie Irving back in. This is another talented player for the Duke Blue Devils.
I'm telling you what, right now, this is the most boring bracket I've ever filled out. I had to go get Missouri into the Sweet 16 because, Tony, I'm looking at this. Who really do you think is going to beat Duke? People like to say Texas. Well, if Texas does what Texas does every year and pukes down their leg, there's nobody there.
Arizona beats Texas.
UConn will be out of gas by the time they play Duke. UConn is probably the best team outside of Duke in that bracket. Okay, you go up top. That's where I think the toughest bracket is, Ohio State. I'm telling you what, if North Carolina or Syracuse was in a different bracket, they could make the Final Four. Ohio State, who out of there? Somebody going to beat Ohio State?
It doesn't look like it until you get to the Final Four or you get to the Elite Eight. And you got to have Syracuse or North Carolina as the obvious choice there to say, okay, talent wise, they're on that same level.
All right, Tony, here it is before we go into break.
That lady's nuts, by the way. That lady is absolutely nuts, by the way. There's some great talent in here, but that lady is.
Ah, I got you. Bonnie Krasenstein's going to talk some Husker football with us here in just a little bit. And we're also going to be chatting with Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald. Tony, if you could pick a 4 seed or higher to be in the Final Four, who would you select? Give me a 4 seed or higher out of every region. I'm going to say Louisville, K-State.
Well, I'm going to say Texas. Texas will be the team that stands out for me because if they beat Kansas in the Big 12 championship game, arguably they're number 1 seed. Certainly a 5 or 6 overall national seed. Texas is my team.
Well, if Washington could beat North Carolina at North Carolina, that would be a heck of a run there. But those are our selections. I've got Ohio State beating Kansas. Daddy selects Kansas as his winner as they take care of Duke in the final. We're getting ready for our second hour with the Leprechauns dancing and the Irish music. This is better than usual being played here at Cunningham's Turtle. We're here for another hour and then into the NCAA basketball tournament where right now Clemson leads West Virginia 35-27 with just over 3 minutes to go in the first half. And Old Dominion leads Butler 18-15 with just under 9 minutes to go in the first half. We're back with more right after this timeout.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!